Hey, I'm Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports. Woo! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. In the UFC, my heart and prayers go out to Victoria Lee's family. Victoria Lee passed away at the age of 18 last weekend. So young. Victoria Lee was on the ONE Championship team. Please keep her family and her friends in your prayers. Rest in peace, Victoria Lee. Staying in the UFC, John Bones Jones will make his heavyweight debut on March 4th, according to UFC. John Jones moving up to the heavyweight caught my attention, but something else caught my attention as well. Look at the right side on John Jones' chest. He has a Bible scripture tattooed on his chest. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible scripture says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I wouldn't be fighting someone who has the word of God tattooed on their chest. My advice to all fighters who are scheduled to fight Jones, don't do it. Run away. Run and never look back. In the NBA, congratulations to LeBron James on becoming the second player in NBA history to score over 38,000 points in his career last weekend. The first player to score 38,000 points was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron James is less than 300 points away from breaking the NBA all-time scoring record. LeBron will break the record this season, no doubt about it. Also, LeBron's teammate, Russell Westbrook, set an NBA record this year for the most triple-doubles off the bench in NBA history. Congratulations, Russell Westbrook. Staying in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls beat the defending NBA world champions, the Golden State Warriors, last Sunday without small forward DeMar DeRozan. Outstanding. It was the first time the Bulls beat the Warriors in 6 years. The Bulls are beating the tough teams, but losing to the teams that they are supposed to beat. If the Bulls pull everything together, the Bulls can be a team to be reckoned with and could make a run for the NBA title. We'll see. Go Bulls! In the NFL last weekend, the Chicago Bears hired Kevin Warren as their new president and CEO. Kevin Warren replaced Ted Phillips, who was with the Bears for 40 years. Enjoy your retirement, Ted Phillips. We'll miss you. Kevin Warren was recently the Big Ten commissioner, and he was an NFL agent, and he held different positions with back then the St. Louis Rams, who are now the LA Rams, Minnesota Vikings, and the Detroit Lions. Kevin Warren as the new president and CEO, Ryan Pose as the general manager, and franchise quarterback Justin Fields. Black men in key positions at a historic franchise with the Chicago Bears. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. We will see more of this. Things are changing in the world today. And welcome to Chicago, Kevin Warren. And finally, the NFL playoffs have been amazing so far. Some major upsets happened last weekend. Will we see some more upsets this weekend? Anything can happen in the NFL. The divisional round games on Saturday are going to be amazing to watch. The first game in the AFC, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Kansas City Chiefs. The student Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson and the former Chiefs offensive coordinator versus the teacher, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and a future NFL Hall of Famer. This game will be a battle, in my opinion. I truly believe that because they know each other very well. The Jaguars shocked the world by beating the LA Chargers with a game-winning field goal last weekend. Did you watch that game? I know I did. It was exciting. Coming back from a 27-0 deficit at halftime for the third largest comeback in NFL history. Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence is 34-0 all-time in high school, collegiate, and professional football games on Saturdays. Well, I think it will be 34-1 for Trevor Lawrence on Saturday. Why? Because I got the Chiefs winning at home by 13 points and advancing to the AFC Championship. The first game in the NFC, the New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles, NFC East Division Showdown. Yeah, get ready for a battle. The Giants are coming off a big win last weekend on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. And I said this earlier in the season, that the Giants, the New York Giants, are for real. Yes, they are. But can the Giants beat the number one seed in the NFC playoffs, the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't know. I mean, it could happen, but I'm going with the Eagles winning by 7 points and the Eagles advancing to the NFC Championship. Now, on to the division round games on Sunday. Yes, get ready for some good games as well. The second game in the AFC, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Buffalo Bills. One of these teams could be in the Super Bowl this year. It can happen, but they would have to get past the Kansas City Chiefs, in my opinion. I think we'll see a classic game between the Bengals and the Bills. I have a feeling that the Bengals could pull an upset, can shock the world in this game. But I'm going with the Buffalo Bills winning this game by 6 points and advancing to the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And the final game in the NFC, the Dallas Cowboys at the San Francisco 49ers. You got to give credit to the Cowboys on beating Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on Monday Night Football this past Monday. It was a good game, but the Cowboys dominated them. But the 49ers are a tough team to beat at home. And 49ers rookie quarterback Brock Purdy is playing like a veteran quarterback who has been in the NFL for 10 years now. But he's only a rookie. That's how good he's playing. I think the 49ers will win at home by 10 points and advance to the NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles next weekend. And finally, leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. Hello, I'm right here. What's up? What's good? Let's talk. And we'll do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. Thank you all for watching and listening. Talk to you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.